910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. He was eating hash browns. The 26-year-old accused of gunning down health insurance exec Brian Thompson last week was spotted at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, eating McDonald's hash browns. A law enforcement bulletin in one state warning about possible similar attacks as well. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Police are urged to be on high alert about widespread threats on social media against healthcare executives and their families. That's according to a Colorado law enforcement bulletin obtained by ABC News. It says Brian Thompson's killing may be used as messaging and propaganda to share the gunman's techniques and tactics. The bulletin talks about a growing negative sentiment around conglomerates, the wealthy, and executive staff at private and public organizations.
The rebels who overtook the Syrian government are already meeting about a transition government. President Bashar al-Assad overthrown over the weekend. He and his family have fled to Russia. The FBI appealing to the public for help as sightings of drones in northeastern states increase. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin could soon be another step closer to authorizing a sandhill crane hunting season. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes is scheduled to vote on three draft bills on Tuesday, two of which would authorize sandhill crane hunting in the state to help protect farmers from crop damage. Because there is no hunting season for the birds, Wisconsin farmers are unable to receive compensation for lost crops. Agriculture officials say the sandhill cranes caused nearly $2 million in estimated crop damage in 2023. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding to support mental health services for students. According to a press release, the funding will be spread out over a five-year period and will be used to increase the recruitment, retention, and diversification of mental health professionals in schools. The funding can also be used for programs like teleservice for mental health and for school districts to develop their own unique initiatives. Wisconsin was one of 22 states to receive the grant funding. Lake Superior College has received a $200,000 grant from the Minnesota Office of Higher Education to increase enrollment and create new opportunities for students with disabilities. By accepting the grant, the school agreed to adopting different standards and program evaluations and must match 25% of the grant funding for those programs. They can reapply for the same $200,000 grant each of the next 4 years and a $100,000 grant for the following 10 years. An Arizona man who led Barron County authorities on a high-speed chase, ending in a crash and injury to his passenger, has entered a plea deal. 28-year-old Raul Olia Velasquez entered a guilty plea to first-degree recklessly endangering safety and misdemeanor causing injury while operating under the influence on Friday. The chase occurred in September after Rice Lake officers responded to reports of the two men acting belligerent in a restaurant before they fled. A Rice Lake squad car also suffered damage during the chase. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is on the road taking on Illinois. The Badgers dropped in the rankings from 11 to 20th after back-to-back losses to Michigan and Marquette. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Magic in Milwaukee for another NBA Cup game. Damian Lillard only scored 11 points in Sunday's win over the Brooklyn Nets. That snapped a six-game streak of 25 points or more per game for Dame. Doc Rivers.
He struggled a little bit early, you know, but I thought down the stretch, he was clutch and got it going, made right plays. He's not going to have 40 every night. He's not even going to be great every night. No one is.
NFL, the Packers reviewed the tape of their game against the Lions.
We kind of went through the game recap today and just playing consistent football. I think there was a lot of opportunities in that game where we had advantages that we didn't capitalize on. And I think it always comes back to just doing the little things the right way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
High temperatures today were already hit early this morning and are slowly sliding to the teens tonight. We could see a few flurries flying around out there today. Otherwise, the bulk of the snow starts after midnight. Continuing through tomorrow morning, we'll be battling blustery winds, creating frigid wind chills and plummeting temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we will go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, guess which Republican candidate who claims to have never lost an election is a leading contender to become Trump's ambassador to Mexico. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mock, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Make sure you have the Civic Media app.
Why is that, Jane?
Because it is day two of our statewide Text to Win Grown-Up Gift List Contest.
All right.
Now, very shortly, I'm going to give you a word that you need to text in using the Civic Media app.
All right.
It's the only way you can enter.
Yeah.
So if you don't have it yet, we'll give you a minute. Go to wherever you get your apps.
Yeah.
Look for Civic Media. Download that.
Mm-hmm.
Should download real quick. Then it's going to come up with a list of stations.
Yes.
You can pick any one.
Yeah.
Or whichever one is your favorite or whatever one you're listening to. And then you hit that text button, and this is the word you want to text. Calvin, we're ready for the word. The word this hour is tree. T-R-E-E. The word this hour is tree. We are playing for $100 in cash.
In cash, Jane.
In cash. $100 in cash, you have until noon to text in the word tree, T-R-E-E, and you have the chance to pick up $100 in cash, and then you'll also be entered into our grand prize drawing. Eight people will win one of the grand prizes. These include a robot vacuum. We have two of those. We have a nice humidifier.
Okay.
Two espresso machines.
Two espresso. Espresso's machine.
Yes, espresso time. Duh. luggage, two sets of luggage.
Okay.
And a snowblower.
Yeah.
So you have a chance to play this game four times a day.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour with us, 1 o'clock with Todd Alba, 4 p.m. hour with Dom Selvia. The word this hour is tree, T-R-E-E, playing for $100 in cash. Good luck.
And you can keep on playing. You can keep on playing.
Well, you can certainly listen to Todd and enter, and you can listen to Dom and enter, and so there's lots of...
But if you don't win, it doesn't mean don't try again. Just keep on trying.
Yeah, just keep on trying, absolutely. Because even if you don't win an hourly prize, you could still win the grand prize,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool.
Very cool.
I mean, again, espresso machine would be a nice Christmas gift.
Yeah, I would take the snowblower.
Always nice to have.
Yeah.
If you're a homeowner.
Yeah.
The word this hour is tree, T-R-E-E. Good luck. And spread the word. Make sure you tell folks to download the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
It's absolutely free. All right. Have you ever lost anything of value that made your heart go, oh, no?
No. I have thought I've lost my wallet twice now.
That makes your heart stop, doesn't it?
Makes your heart stop. You go right to the phone. You start calling all the numbers. Luckily, they have technology where you can just stop your card if you need to. But I've never lost them. They have just been so misplaced that months later I have found them. After
you found your wallet?
Yeah, I found my wallet one night in the couch because I fell asleep after maybe having a cocktail or five. Yeah. So, but no, I've never lost anything of such value, or like either wallet wise or like in my heart, like it means something to me. Very lucky that way.
Yeah, you are. Calvin, what about you? Have you ever lost something of value?
I've never like permanently lost it, the same kind of thing where I think I lose it. But one time in college, I did wake up without my glasses one time.
Uh-oh. You need those.
Yeah. Luckily, I had some spare contacts, so I was able to put them in while I looked for them.
And where were they?
They were in my driveway. I don't know how they got there.
Calvin.
It was college. We had been out.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm not sure how they ended up in the
They just fell off my face. I don't know.
What about you, Jane?
I lost my phone once.
I didn't lose my phone. I left it. I know exactly where it was.
No, I lost my phone. I was parked on North Avenue. I don't remember what store I was in, but I was running late for something, and I had it in my coat pocket.
Yeah.
And it must have fallen out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go run a couple more errands, and I get back home, and I realize I don't have my phone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my sister calls my husband, calls his cell phone.
Yeah.
He calls home on the landline.
Yeah.
And says, there's a woman who found your phone who called your sister.
What?
Who would like to get it back to you.
That's amazing. I left my phone in a Lyft once. And the driver would not call me or Lyft back.
That's terrible.
That's theft.
Yes.
The fact that a stranger would call, go to all that trouble to get your phone back, that is amazing. Now, Jane, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Why are you asking us about misplaced stuff?
Well, there's this article, Greg Buck, in the Miami Herald that was just posted today. The journalist is Mark Price.
Yeah.
And the headline reads, misplaced cocaine worth $1.7 million caught by fishermen off the Florida coast, according to cops. Misplaced.
Misplaced.
Misplaced. A stash of cocaine with a street value of nearly $1.7 million was caught by a fisherman off the east coast of Florida. And so the local sheriff's office decided to make a couple jokes.
There you go.
At the drug dealer's expense, they found the coke floating in the Atlantic Ocean about 15 miles off of Cape Canaveral. When the fisherman found it, he turned it over to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Here is what County Sheriff Wayne Ivey wrote in a Facebook post yesterday. Quote, if you happen to have lost or misplaced approximately 25 kilos of cocaine and would like your property returned, we're more than happy to reunite you with your lost property. All of us, at one point or another in our lives, have lost or misplaced something important, and we're always hopeful that a good Samaritan or an incredibly kind person will find the lost item and do the right thing. At the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, we always strive to do the right thing.
I think we need to take a step back and look at this story as well as the fact that it's 1.7... $1 million worth of cocaine.
Yes.
Misplaced.
Yes.
The story is in the Miami Herald, you know, Miami, cocaine, yeah. And it's Florida. Like all these. And if you look at the picture, I'll put the article in the show notes. It is little bricks of cocaine with a picture of a scorpion on it.
Yeah.
This kind of is a movie that I feel like would star Will Ferrell. Like Will Ferrell was either the fisherman,
the bumbling,
yeah, or the guy,
bumbling
or the
dealer,
yeah, the bumbling dealer who lost it. Who instead of he maintains that he misplaced it. He doesn't say any other word but misplaced.
The sheriff's office suggests that the 55 pounds of cocaine inadvertently fell off the back of someone's boat.
Yeah,
as they were enjoying a leisurely stroll along the beautiful Florida coastline.
We've all been there.
The cocaine was stored in watertight packages, each branded by the cartel with a scorpion. And I know this does happen because we've been to Belize a couple of times, yeah. And there is a big reef that goes along the entire coast of Belize. And locals have said, too, that cocaine washes up there frequently.
It's a fringe benefit of living there, I guess.
Well, I guess. But it does happen. So either the delivery man's in a whole lot of trouble.
The delivery man is probably deeper than the cocaine from where it was found.
Yeah, that's probably did not work out well for him. still, if you're listening, if he made, you know, maybe made his way up here, all you need to do is come down to our criminal investigative services and claim your property, no strings attached. Once we properly identify you as the rightful owner, we will gladly return your property and make sure that both you and your property are kept in a secure area so no one can try to rip you off.
So I just Googled what cartel uses the scorpion symbol.
Oh, is there one?
It literally came up like before I could finish the sentence.
Oh, that's creepy.
The Gulf Cartel, which has been around since the 30s. And it looks more like a business. It looks more like a construction business than a cartel. This is very funny to me.
Well, again, somebody I'm sure is in a whole lot of trouble.
Well, that's
almost $2 million. I guess what this, it's a job hazard.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's occupational hazard to get, you know, when you oopsie doodle some coke, there might be a punishment.
26 kilos.
Yeah.
So that's not gonna go unnoticed, I guess, by your employer. But could be worse, I guess, if you've lost something.
Yeah.
It could always be worse. And for that nice woman who called me and returned my phone, and she was an elderly woman, too, and I give her so much credit for, like I said, taking the time to track me down.
Yeah.
And so I went and I got the phone from her, and I gave her a little reward.
Yeah.
And she was just the nicest, sweetest, and she was so grateful.
Was it a flip phone?
It was a small one. I think it was my small one. Yeah.
Okay.
How I managed to, I didn't notice it was gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is when I left my phone in the lift, I was just, you know, wearing a pair of shorts and I went to go get the tickets for the baseball game I was going to and they weren't there here on this side, weren't here on this side. Immediately just the forehead sweat.
Yep.
Oh my God. It was ridiculous. And he still owns it.
Think about how much forehead sweat this guy had when he lost the 26 kilos of cocaine worth almost $2 million. Ooh. All right. When we return, and don't forget, the word this hour is tree.
Tree.
T-R-E-E. You have until noon to text the word tree via the Civic Media app. This hour, we are playing for $100 in cash, and then you'll be in the running for the grand prizes as well. Could be a robot vacuum, an espresso machine, a snowblower, nice set of luggage. Text the word tree via the Civic Media app, T-R-E-E. When we return, Greg rages about rampages. That's all on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to across the vast, statewide, countrywide, potentially global, Civic Media Radio Network.
And she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't help. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! Hey, man! You guys know what time it is?
What time?
What time?
It's Christmas time. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and our resident young person, Kelvin, on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. It is underway right now. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already, and text the word TREE, T-R-E-E. It is part of our statewide Text to Win grown-up gift list, statewide Text to Win contest. This hour, you can pick up $100 and then be in the drawing for the grand prize as well. We will have eight grand prize winners with a chance to pick up a robot vacuum, a humidifier, snowblower, maybe a nice set of luggage. We play this every day from in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. So if you haven't done it yet, text the word using the Civic Media app. Text the word TREE, T-R-E-E, for your chance to pick up $100. You sassy person listening on WMDX, it's not three, it's TREE.
Oh, baby, trying to pull a fast one.
That word is TREE. It's not going to be accepted and it's not going to count. Before we went to the break, we were talking about a story in the Miami Herald where someone apparently, whoopsie, inadvertently lost 26 kilos of cocaine worth almost $2 million. And the sheriff's department made this nice offer to come and pick it up because we want to help you out. But Matt from Middleton texting in, I grew up in 80s Miami. Miami Vice was fairly accurate. There was cocaine everywhere.
Boss, you're going to laugh. I took the boat out.
Yeah, right, you're going to laugh.
I was enjoying the fine Florida coastline.
No, it's not free either.
What are you?
I'm just looking at the text line.
No, I know what you're talking. Because we go, look, folks, every time. Okay, let's take a moment here.
All right.
Every time we do the text to win contest, there are very liberal ways of spelling words. I think that's why now we go pretty simple, because there have been some words we were like,
we're misspelled pretty badly.
Tree, as in the thing you sit under to gather shade on a hot day.
I think this person's just having some fun.
How dare you?
We encourage fun.
How dare you?
Hey, we're pro fun. Come on.
I'm pro fun.
We're pro TREE. T-R-E-E. Text the word TREE. You have until noon today, and then your next shot is going to come up in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd, and then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia. So keep it right here all day long. All right. Greg's in a rage about the Santa rampage in Madison.
Well, hold on. I said Santa. I don't like the one in Milwaukee. I don't like the Santa rampages
in general.
I don't.
What is it about Santas on bicycles that foster such a strong response.
All right, Jane, come with me on a journey of the mind.
Okay.
You're driving down the road.
Yeah.
Just trying to get to whatever, the market, to your friend's house, to work. The road is stopped or slowed to almost a halt because 3,000 people dressed as Santa Claus are on their bikes, gumming up your roads, not giving you a, like, they're on all sides. And you're just trying to get somewhere.
Doesn't this happen, like, during the Boston Marathon and the New York Marathon?
What?
And other bicycle events? Roads get blocked off for stuff all the time.
Yes, but it is different because the Boston Marathon, the New York Marathon are things been going on for a long time. They are regimented. They do their best to work with the businesses. And it's also not a bunch of people running down the road dressed as Santa, drunk to the nines, and coming into places of business looking for more alcohol.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. It's
bicycle, a pub crawl?
So it's a pub crawl, but it's also a charity thing. It's a thing where they're raising money for a specific cause. I know the intentions are good, but I've worked in a couple places that have dealt with the Santa rampage, and they are incredibly forward. They are incredibly...
full of cheer?
Full of something. They aren't the greatest tippers on earth.
Oh, come on, Santas. Let's pick that up, man.
And I'm not kidding you. I said this to one of my coworkers. Not a single one of them in the three that I've ever worked in the customer service world has ever, not a single one, has ever wished me a Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's... Let's pick up the... Come on, Santas.
And they gum up the streets, too.
It's an hour.
Oh, the one
the
in
ride,
Madison...
The ride leaves at 11, and they return at noon.
The one in Madison's different than the one from Milwaukee. This is a citywide pub crawl that goes all over the place.
The one in Milwaukee?
Yes.
Okay.
So the one in Madison
the
seems
The one in Madison
cool.
seems... It only lasts for... They wrap it up. You register at 10. The event is over at 1.
You're cool.
The organizer says, "We expect hundreds of Santas, elves, reindeers, Ralphies, Grinches, and more celebrating the joy of cycling at this fundraiser for the Wisconsin Bike Federation."
Yeah.
Ride registration support programs like bike education for kids, free repairs for low-income residents, and staff time for advocacy projects across the state. So we will include this in our show notes if you would like to get out the old cycle and join the Santa Bike Rampage this Saturday in Madison.
It sounds really cool. Sounds great.
Say thank you. Be a good tipper if you're going to do that.
Yes.
All right?
And watch out for cars.
Yeah, that too. That's a whole thing that Todd Alba could talk about, Santas on bicycles in Madison. Go crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. News is coming up next when we return. Beth Lemerend is the Programs and Operations Administrator for the Jazz Gallery, which is in the River West area in Milwaukee. And they're having a fundraiser, and we're going to learn all about that and how you can get involved. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he would be willing to veto the state budget if it includes a return-to-work policy for state employees. Remote work soared during the COVID-19 pandemic, with workers unable to gather in an office for safety reasons, and has stuck around as an option for convenience and improved work-life balance. Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to require state employees to work in person multiple days per week. Governor Evers says remote work especially benefits employees from rural communities. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt a Highway program. According to DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups performed cleanups on sections of adopted roadways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from those roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. The Shell Lake Police Department has released an update on a bomb threat received by the school district on Monday. According to law enforcement officials, the district received a recorded phone call from an anonymous caller claiming there was a bomb in the school and armed individuals would be arriving in minutes. The district was placed into its lockdown protocols and authorities conducted a thorough search, finding no evidence of any threats. A number of other districts across the state also received similar hoax threats on Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to practice proper ice safety as temperatures cool down. With freezing temperatures just starting to show up, some sheets of ice may look safe to walk on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. Residents planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where they're going and when they expect to return. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
High temperatures today were already hit early this morning and are slowly sliding to the teens tonight. We could see a few flurries flying around out there today. Otherwise, the bulk of the snow starts after midnight. Continuing through tomorrow morning, we'll be battling blustery winds, creating frigid wind chills and plummeting temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich Lucchesio, Swedish jazz queen Gunnhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, our statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest is underway. Use your Civic Media app to text in the word TREE, T-R-E-E. You have until noon to text in the word TREE. Up for grabs this hour, you could win $100 in cash. Your next chance to win will be in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd and then 4 p.m. with Dom Salvia. Doesn't even matter if you don't win the 100 bucks this hour. You will be in the running for one of 8 grand prizes. Some nice stuff, including an espresso machine, snowblower, have some luggage sets. So text the word TREE, but you must use the Civic Media app to text in the word T-R-E-E until noon today to be in the running for that prize. Excited to have our next guest join us. She is the Programs and Operations Administrator at the Jazz Gallery in Milwaukee. Beth Lemerand, I pronounced your name correctly. How are you?
Yes, you did. Good. Thank you so much for having me and for such a nice introduction. I really appreciate that.
Well, tell us first of all about the Jazz Gallery. I know it's in River West. It's on about 9th and Center. So how long has the Jazz Gallery been there and what is it like?
Yeah, absolutely. So originally it was a historic jazz venue, music venue. That was like late 70s, early 80s. We were associated with the River West Artist Association, which kind of spans past just our gallery and was sort of, you know, uniting artists throughout the neighborhood of River West. But more recently, we are still a jazz venue, but we host other musical events too. And we also have a good amount of music programming, like youth music programming with Milwaukee Jazz Institute. And we're a fine art gallery and we host some different older adults programming. So we're just like a community center.
Oh, that's
we're
nice. Supporting the arts. That's really nice. And I mean, certainly, I think art is important to all communities, but I know River West in particular is just kind of a quirky, it has its own vibe in River West, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I was just having this conversation with someone where we were like, I don't know if River West necessarily breeds this like type of like eclectic artist, but it for sure attracts them.
Yep.
I know.
And we've definitely become a beacon for that.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends who live in River West, and it's almost like a, and I mean this with all the love in my heart, it's like an island of misfits toys where when you go there and you feel connected, you're there and you're in and
you're home.
That's it. No other neighborhood compares.
Yeah, it's definitely, I've only been in Milwaukee for 5-6 years now, but River West was like, immediately I was like, oh, these are my people.
Yeah, yep, this is my home.
Weirdos.
This is my home where I want to be. I think that's great. It really is. Yeah. Well, that area, like many areas in the city, has had some challenges. So what has been going on in River West that you're trying to combat now?
Yeah, I mean, most recently and sort of at the forefront of our organization, there was a pretty severe fire across the street in early September. Like entire building just completely demolished, like right across from us, which along with it being obviously devastating for the people that in the houses surrounding. I believe the building was abandoned at the time of the fire, but they were trying to
rehab it.
Exactly, yeah. But obviously now it's just a pile of ash. So they had been trying to rebuild it and it burnt down, and now our kind of corner of the street is super dark, and we've had some really important River West businesses on Center Street close after the pandemic and just, you know, general financial struggle. So
sure.
We're trying to bring some more light and draw more attention to that corner of the street.
And so how are you doing this? There must be some things for sale that people can do.
Yes. Yes. We would love to take your money. We are hosting an art sale right now. So it's a whole bunch of donated art from tons of different River West artists. I mean, Milwaukee artists, but specifically River West. Members of our community, different people that have supported the gallery. We have a whole show up right now of all this donated artwork, and you can stop on in and make a purchase. And all the proceeds are going towards funding a new colorful sign for out front and some better lighting for this our corner of the street.
And is it all paintings or drawings, or is it a wide range of things?
We've got a little bit of everything. We've got photographs, paintings, drawings, some prints, some sculptural pieces. It's a great opportunity to maybe purchase some art at a discounted price for the holidays.
Yep. Yep.
And there's not any one kind of style. It's from dozens of different artists, and we have things in our collection that we're selling from as early as the 70s. So we've got a wide array, you could say.
And a wide range of prices, I would assume, as well.
Absolutely. I think our lowest starts at $10 and our highest about $200.
Oh, so that's
affordable.
That's really great.
And that's fantastic.
It is. And so if you have someone on your Christmas list who is an art lover and you are looking for something a little bit unique.
Yeah.
And I love shopping at places like this instead of all of the stalls or all the shops we see in malls and everything like that, because it's all the same pretty much. Right. And it's when you get into the little boutiques and the little chapes and things that they have more interesting things. And something like this, you're not going to find this stuff everywhere. You're not going to find it on Amazon.
Absolutely. It's a very precious little archive of River West, too. We've got things that have been in people's homes for the last 20 years that they're like, I made this and I liked it, but, you know.
It's time.
Why don't you guys try to rehome it?
Yeah.
You know? Like you were saying with the Island of Misfit Toys, that's what our gallery is full of right now.
Well, and the other thing, too, is there have been a lot of discussions, stories, and studies on the fact that when you spend money in your community, that money stays in your community. And from $10 to $200, that's... Like, I was expecting to hear, like, you know, from 50 to 5,000, which nowadays when you hear that, you're like, well, yeah, some people, when they make their art, they're going to charge $5,000 because they feel that is what they are owed for what they have done. But $10 to $200. And also, like, when you look at your website, which I will include in our show notes, there's live music and it has a real just like great atmosphere to it. So I don't see why you wouldn't want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to host things that are, you know, good for the community at large.
Yeah.
And get people in our doors. You know, a lot of our events and programming is free, and this is just an opportunity for us to be like, put more art out into the world and hopefully start making money towards lighting up our street again.
If you're just joining us, Beth Lemerand is our guest. She's the Programs and Operations Administrator for the Jazz Gallery, which is located on 9th and Center in the River West neighborhood in Milwaukee. What days can people come in and potentially buy art? Because it's not...
I'm so happy you asked.
Yes.
we only have 3 more days left of this fundraiser, but it is going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week from 12 to 5.
Well, that gives you some time.
And you have a fundraising goal, I take it?
Yes. I believe loosely for our signage, we're aiming for about 20,000. We're trying to have another local River West artist design and install the signs, which, you know, a little pricey.
Absolutely. Sure.
Oh, definitely.
especially when you're keeping the work local. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you add the whole lighting element, and that's a whole other factor that's involved in that. So let's go back to a little bit more about the programming, because whenever I hear things that are open and available for older people, especially in urban neighborhoods, because we hear so much about the elderly are isolated and it's not good for you to be alone. So what are some of the things that are more geared towards older folks?
Yeah, we have a program called the OWL Program, which is run by the lovely Amy Schmoot. She brings different speakers and like workshop instructors, and she sets up like workshops for people 50 and older, so people can come to the gallery, and she has all these little activities and things, and it's a really beautiful chance for them to kind of reconnect. She has actually some of the OWL participants work up in our small studio wall in the gallery on display, so people can kind of see what they're doing. But it's, you know, just community members coming out, hanging out, learning, which is huge, talking with other people from the community. And yeah, it seems like a really sweet and genuine program.
Yeah. I read something recently, Beth, that it doesn't matter if you think you're a bad painter, you should just do it anyway.
That is, yes. Yeah. I think Amy has done a really good job of just encouraging people to just give it a try. And I think having just something to do with your hands and people that are also just with you to experience this as well, it's really impactful.
Well, you could also find a new community too. I mean, that's something that Jane, you were just talking about. It's like a lot of people, a lot of older folks are suffering from isolation. And isolation, mm-hmm. I mean, at any age, but especially at an older age, 60, 70, 80.
Well, it really affects your health.
It affects your health. It affects your memory. And getting out there, you know, it sounds as simple as I'm about to sound, making new friends.
Yeah. The people there all just seem so excited to see each other, too.
Yeah.
And you know, River West is a very community-oriented neighborhood, and being able to see those connections fostered even more is really special. Yeah.
But, and that's the other thing I think is unique about that neighborhood, is that in River West, people actually want to talk to their neighbors, which you don't necessarily find everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, everyone just seems so excited to be there, you know?
Well, it's, sounds like it's gonna be a great time. And is, if do you have actually I was gonna check on the website too, because we go out all over the state, and if people want to, they can contribute. So if you don't live within,
it's not convenient.
If it's not convenient driving, they can donate to the website, and that money can go towards your fundraiser.
Yes. If you navigate to our website, there's in our top navigation bar, there's a button that says get involved. Mm-hmm. We do offer memberships, so that's essentially just like pledging a small amount of money to the gallery to be included in potential upcoming shows and slight discounts within our shop. Or you can just donate your time or money. There's buttons there, and it'll navigate you and bring you to right to all the correct places.
Hey, nothing happens with volunteers, right, Beth? Without volunteers?
Yes. Yeah. We have two staff people. So we are completely, apart from Amy and I, we are completely volunteer run.
Yeah.
They need some help.
Yeah. Come on down.
They could use a little help.
Come on down.
And again, I just think it's little groups like yours based in smaller communities that help keep our communities safe, help get our communities going in the right direction, help our communities become successful. And it's cornerstones like this, like the Jazz Gallery, where programs are free and anyone can attend and anyone can take advantage of it. That's we need a little bit more of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, make some plans to either get down there. It's 9th and Center, the Jazz Gallery in Milwaukee. The art sale is going on this Thursday through Sunday, the last few days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from noon until 5 p.m. through December 14th. And as Beth pointed out, everything, they have artwork for sale from $10 up to $200. That's a wide range, and you should be able to even find something on your Secret Santa list.
Oh.
If you have, right? If you have a lower gift exchange.
Yeah. I mean, the one I'm in right now is $25. Perfect.
There you go.
This will be perfect.
Beth Lemerend, I hope it's a wonderful success. Programs and Operations Administrator at the Jazz Gallery in River West. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Coming up next, it's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Sleep Well Edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays at civicmedia.us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month. as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mach, and Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. You have just about 7 minutes left to text the word tree.
Tree.
T-R-E-E. Text the word tree using the Civic Media app. You have to use the app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, make sure you do. Go to wherever you get your apps. Search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. Download the Civic Media app. Click on the text button and text in the word tree, T-R-E-E, until noon today. This hour, we're playing for $100 in cash.
That ain't nothing to...
That'd be nice.
Thumb your nose at.
That'd be nice a couple weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
You also have the chance to win... Depending upon the hour, an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And everyone who enters, regardless of whether you win one of the hourly prizes or not, we play at 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. Whether or not you win an hourly prize, everyone's in the drawing for 8 grand prizes. And this includes a robot vacuum, a humidifier, some espresso machines, a couple luggage sets, a snowblower. So text in the word tree, T-R-E-E. And good luck, and then be listening for Todd in the 1 o'clock hour for your next shot for our statewide Text to Win grown-up gift list contest.
Nice.
It is 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Again, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Today, Tisbet is... Sleep Tight Edition. Headline reads from UPI.com. Deadly snake found hiding under resident's pillow.
You know.
A professional reptile wrangler. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a reptile wrangler. Was summoned to a home in South Africa after the resident found a highly venomous Cape cobra just laying underneath the pillow on the bed. Stellenbosch Snake Removals posted a video to social media showing the scene that snake catcher Emily Roussel was confronted with when she was called out to the home. She did remove a highly venomous Cape cobra from underneath the pillow. Not something you want in your bed, says Rossau. Yes. The African Snakebite Institute describes the Cape Cobra as by far our most dangerous cobra. And with the Black Mamba, it accounts for the majority of fatal snake bites in South Africa.
My God. Like, just, you know, under your pillow.
And can you imagine just whipping the covers back?
I'm going to stop you there, Jane. No. No. No.
So when people, you know, people like to complain about winter and, I don't know, mosquitoes and biting flies. And
yeah.
I look at pictures like this and I think, yeah, I'll take that. I could not. I would not.
No.
This goes back to one of our very first This Shouldn't Be a Things.
I'm like looking up right now. We talked about.
That was Python related.
Yes. Exactly. I thought at first I'm like, are we repeating ourselves?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, 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 no,
there
no,
are,
no.
There are other snake stories out there. Get that?
I get it. Thank you. You're great.
I just that I know there are people who are big fans of reptiles, have reptiles as pets. I good for you. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It freaks me out.
Especially poisonous ones. Like, if I'm going to have a snake, like, I'm a guy, and every guy at one point has said, maybe I'll get a snake.
Did you?
Yeah. But then, like, you know, I don't want a poisonous snake. But then you're also, it's going to be in
an aquarium.
Aquarium the entire time. And doesn't feel right. And I mean by that is, like, it should be out in the world.
Well, and don't you have to feed them live things?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's that whole aspect, too. Which for me would be, even if I could get past the whole creepy crawly thing, the whole feeding of, you know, baby chicks and stuff, I just don't think I could do it.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. I think at the end of the day, it's a pet. You have to feed it with pets.
Essentially.
Yeah.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, we have a double dose of docs.
Doctors?
Dr. Kristen Lierley is going to make time for us. She is going to join us tomorrow at 10:33, and we're going to be talking about healthcare charges and hospital bills and how we can fix our broken healthcare system.
Yeah.
Because there was just one healthcare company, not United Healthcare, but it was Blue Cross, I believe, who wanted to start charging people more for anesthesia if the surgery went longer than they expected.
I think that was United Healthcare.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No.
Okay.
No, it was another one.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that with Dr. Kristen Lierley at 10:33. Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for public cervix announcement, as she always is, on Wednesday. So if you ever have a health-related question, please email that, and we can keep you anonymous. We don't have to talk about it on the air. If you would like to converse with her privately, you certainly can. So if you have a question for Dr. Hanks, email that to janesays@civicmedia.us. About 2 minutes and 15 seconds, if you haven't yet, to text in the word TREE, T-R-E-E, using the Civic Media app. Your chance at that $100. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it, even if it's just a little bit. News is coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents and more of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. It's statewide. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers. So you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Pennsylvania still holding Luigi Mangione, charged with the murder of UnitedHealthcare's CEO Brian Thompson last week in Midtown Manhattan. An extradition hearing scheduled this afternoon. The targeted killing in Mangione's writings now has police warning healthcare executives and families.
The notice to Colorado police agencies obtained by ABC News says the killing of Brian Thompson may be used as messaging and propaganda to share the gunman's techniques and tactics. It says social media posts call for harassing and harming executives, their families, homes, and places of work. The bulletin talks about a growing negative sentiment around big corporations, the wealthy, and executive staff.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. In California, 18,000 residents near Malibu forced to evacuate due to an explosive wildfire driven by Santa Ana winds. ByteDance, the China-based company of TikTok, has filed an emergency motion appealing for the court to stop a U.S. government ban from taking effect January 19th if it doesn't sell. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.